A Tale of Two Scenarios.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. For a company that's embroiled in a massive recall, Toyota sure made a lot of money last quarter. Today, the company posted its biggest profit in 2 years, $1.7 billion, thanks in part to strong demand for its popular hybrid model, the Prius. But that was before a design flaw in the Prius braking system, and of course the matter of that huge recall over gas pedals. Toyota says that could cost the company up to $2 billion. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live in our New York bureau this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what does that $2 billion encompass?
Well, Toyota estimated today that just repairing those faulty gas pedals could cost the company more than $1 billion through March. And on top of that, it's looking at losing up to $880 million in sales due to the recall. But even after all that, the company still expects to make a profit for the year.
And what about this brake problem with the Prius, Amy? How serious does it look like that's going to be?
Well, the Prius was not one of the models recalled for the issue of sticking accelerator pedals. But after complaints surfaced about the brakes sometimes not working properly on the new Prius, Toyota acknowledged today that it had a design problem involving the anti-lock brake system. The company says it fixed the problem for models sold since late January. And a spokesman told reporters the company's still figuring out how to inform people who bought the cars before that. It's not clear if there will be yet another recall. Regulators in the U.S. and Japan are investigating.
Marketplace's Amy Scott reporting live from New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check numbers. In Asia, stocks closed lower today. The Hang Seng was down by nearly 2% today. European shares off right now, 0.5% to 1%. Today we got word the Bank of England kept its main interest rate at a record low 0.5% and said it will not increase any asset buying, even though the economy there is still struggling to recover. Markets at home yesterday were down. The Dow gave back about 26 points to close at 10,270. Apple's new tablet, the iPad, has touched off a battle of the tech titans. Like the iPhone, the iPad won't run Adobe Flash. That's a popular software used in web design. Apple CEO Steve Jobs says Flash isn't up to Apple's standards and causes computers to crash. But Adobe just hit back. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith takes us ringside.
In one corner, there's Apple. Its iPhone created an industry standard, and the iPad may be next. In the other corner, there's Adobe. Its Flash player created a standard of its own for online video.
I think they're trying to figure out who will blink first in this war.
Carl Howe is a tech analyst for the Yankee Group. He says Apple is putting its weight behind rival technology HTML5, and that's a big blow to Adobe.
The fact that Apple's rejecting it, it's got to be a slap in their face.
But Apple may have a glass jaw, says Wedbush security analyst Michael Pachter. He says online games, ads, and video sites like Hulu all rely on Adobe Flash, and customers aren't going to be happy if they can't play online video games on their shiny new iPad.
I think Adobe feels that the software as is essential, and if Apple wants it, they'll modify the device to be able to use the software.
Adobe just announced its latest Flash player will be on all of the top smartphones. Well, almost all of them. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
We thought we'd test our knowledge of international affairs once again, and we're glad to bring in Stefan Richter with this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Ready for today's quiz?
I am. Let's dive right in.
So, is it true or false that the number of smokers in China is larger than the entire U.S. population?
The number of smokers in China? I would say, well, there are more than a billion people in China.
Mm-hmm.
A billion three. And the United States has, what, 300 million and change?
Yeah,
so
amazing.
I would say yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
You're a real quiz master answerer here. Of the 1.3 billion Chinese, 350 million smoke. That makes for 27% of the entire country's population. So the Chinese are the world's top smoker by a long shot.
And by percentage they are?
The Chinese consume up to one-third of all tobacco products sold worldwide. And remember, at 1.3 billion, they just account for one-fifth of the world population. So they use much more tobacco than they even account for as a population share. And as a result of all that, up to 1 million Chinese die each year from diseases that are directly linked to smoking, such as lung cancer, cardiovascular diseases, and so on.
Are the Chinese doing anything about this problem there?
Well, they are. You know, if you're a basketball fan, you've heard of Houston Rockets basketball star Yao Ming, who is a big star in China. And he was asked to join the wife of China's vice president to lead an anti-tobacco campaign in the country. And Yao finds himself now named as an ambassador to the Chinese Association of Tobacco Control. The Chinese have an association for everything, just like we here in the United States. That makes for a solid basis for a future partnership, it seems.
Well, we're going to hope that it does some good over there in China. And Stefan Richter, thanks for joining us this morning with some insight on the international perspective.
Yeah, let's keep the tobacco out and down.
All right, Stefan Richter, publisher and editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com, the daily online magazine of the global economy, politics, and culture. And finally, we all remember the popular Australian anthem Down Under, released by the group Men at Work. An Australian judge has ruled that song sounds a lot like a popular campfire favorite written by a teacher 75 years ago. He ruled Men at Work owes the owners of the song Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree years of royalties because of the similarity. Do you hear it? Or is the kookaburra not even close? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.